Not everyone is online in our connected world. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Michelle Watts, faculty director and assistant professor in the School of Security and Global Studies at American Public University, examines why some Native Americans still have limited access and how to fix it.
Many Native American nations have limited internet access. The size of the Navajo Nation, roughly that of West Virginia, limits connectivity to more densely populated areas and major highways. Much of the basic infrastructure we take for granted was never installed. In fact, more than 30% of homes lack electricity or running water. Infrastructure projects have struggled due to the remoteness and expansiveness of the area and the dispersed population, which makes efforts to obtain a return on private investment problematic. That lack of infrastructure complicates responding to emergency and medical situations, especially for police who are on average responsible for 100 square miles each. Tribal telecommunications leader M. Teresa Hopkins explained that the FCC and internet providers often misreport connectivity within tribal territory. In fact, while most of the nation's 110 chapter houses are near a fiber optic ring, providers charge thousands of dollars to connect them, leaving many with little or no connectivity. The nation has been working to increase member safety by implementing the FirstNet communication system within their lands and applauded passage of legislation to expand emergency alerts to territory previously excluded. However, without increased connectivity, FirstNet will not work as intended. Thus, the Navajo are being creative in gaining internet access. Rather than imposing penalties on unregistered service providers operating on Navajo territory, they are incentivizing offenders to install and enhance broadband services. The Navajo Nation is working to pool their resources with providers to produce a robust system, providing for greater safety and reduced isolation.
That was Michelle Watts of American Public University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.